Good idea, Will. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Move the other side.
30-year-old Josh Cope is sitting on the crossbar of a 20-foot-tall wooden A-frame at the Osceola Heritage Park in Kissimmee. With the help of five other guys, he's walking it forward, kind of like stilts. Josh served two tours in Iraq with the Army. He lost both of his legs during the second tour and uses a wheelchair. The other men are veterans, too. They all have post-traumatic stress disorder, and this is a team-building exercise. It's part of a research partnership between Heavenly Hooves Equine Therapy and the University of Central Florida's College of Medicine. The guys get pretty excited during this exercise, and that could be a problem for the next exercise.
So, like, Josh right now isn't aware of what he may be doing.
Josh and the others are now in a round pen with loose horses, but he's not paying any attention to them. Instead, he's playing with a whip. Co-researcher Cher Myers developed the 10-week curriculum for the program.
Their goal is to move the horses through different obstacles. We have the jump in the middle, we have a pole that they have to cross over, and we have two cones that they'll have to move through.
There's no touching or hitting allowed. If the men are too passive or their movements too vague, the horses ignore them. If they're too aggressive, the horses do all they can to avoid them.
Now you see a softer, see how they're working together more, and the horse is just stepping very calmly over the center jump. Beautiful job.
Horses communicate through very specific body language. Square your shoulders to a horse, raise your hand, turn your back. Those movements all mean something to a horse. It's not a body language that is readily apparent to people. UCF College of Medicine Assistant Dean Manette Monroe says for the vets to work successfully with the horses, they have to be mindful of their movements and mindful of their emotions.
They're learning to move with purpose. It's a more of a challenge to get a horse to connect with you. Equine therapy, pet therapy, you know, specifically working with dogs, even cats, all of those are extremely useful modalities, but horses are a little bit unique for PTSD just simply because of their behaviors.
Equine therapy programs are used for a variety of conditions, including autism, cerebral palsy, and mental illness, but there isn't a strong evidence base for it. The Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship, or PATH, held its international conference in Orlando this past weekend. Spokesperson Cher Smith says this year's conference included a seminar on how equine therapy centers can prepare for research.
We are very aware of the need for more scientific, research-based evidence, and we're working to get that because we do think that equine-assisted activities and therapies are so important. And it can help so many people.
Manette Monroe says part of their plan is to build a world-class, research-driven equine therapy center near Medical City.
We want to actually show this works, and evidence-based research uses modalities that are actually measurable.
Monroe and Myers use the phrases life up and life down to remind the guys to watch their energy levels. If the guys want the horses to be calm, they have to be calm. Out here, they get it. But they have a hard time bringing it home. Lyndon Ortiz served with the Marines in Afghanistan. He's been through the program once and decided to return as a mentor.
I could get my horse to do this and I could relax on my horse, but when I go home with my wife, it's not the same thing. She doesn't understand the life up, life down. So we're trying to incorporate a program where couples could come with significant orders and they could work with them and learn from the horse and maybe apply at home.
Josh Cope says it's hard to explain why, but the program has helped him.
It's helped me calm down a lot. It's helped me with my PTSD. Helps me to think things through more.
It's now time to ride back to the barn. Josh throws his arms around the neck of another veteran, who then climbs up on a step to hoist Josh onto a horse. Out here, he rides alongside the others, a double amputee, riding horses for the first time in his life. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.